We're holding in Siman Kuf Ayin. We did Sif Aleph for holding in the Mishabur, but Mishabur Sif Chaf and Gimel. So a person who went out in the middle of the meal, he has to come back and wash his hands in the presence of the people there. They shouldn't think he didn't wash his hands. So the Magen Rambam says over here, you would need to make another bracha. And Mishabura sends you back to what he said over there, where he brought the Eimachloikas in regards to making a bracha if a person just went to the bathroom for Katani, which is the scenario we're talking about over here. And Mishabura came out that you do not make a bracha about Nathil Sidayim if a person just went to the bathroom for Katani. But this is the hand which he used for shifshuf. If shifshuf was to circle to stay, maybe he used both hands to clean himself. So you need both wash both hands. If some of the meraglaim dripped on his feet, he should legs. He should wash it off, wipe it off with his hand. So a person needs to wipe it off. But if he didn't touch any, didn't do sheep shuf, he doesn't have to wash. Then he said, a person did, he went to the bathroom for Gedarlim, so then he has to wash his hands. And that, in regards to making a bracha on that, so some say, even for Gedarlim, a person will not make a new bracha in the middle of the meal. Mishabura's hachruah was that for ketanim, the person does not make a new bracha, and for gedarlim, bezet tzarach lebracha in sham. The chayyadim's hachruah was that you would, for a person went to the bathroom for gedarlim in the middle of the meal, if he's planning to eat, when he comes back, a kebeya's worth of bread, he would make another bracha.
What's that? You call it a hachruah?
Hachruah. I mean, a decision between the two sides. It's called a hachra. I'm sorry. So one thing that the Shartian points out, so we're differentiating between when, if he needs to wash his hands, he must wash his hands. If he needs to wash his hands, if he's planning to only drink, he must wash his hands in a way that the people can see him. He shouldn't be chashed him. But if he did not need to wash his hands because he didn't touch anything, he doesn't have to wash his hands. Why don't you say he has to wash his hands? Because they should be chashed him that he did something. See, the Shartian points out they're not worried about that. And Zion, the Chashidim, the Shech Shadu, the Shiv Shepi Yodav, the MK, and Af Yotzi, the Chutz, the Hitler Mime, Cloud Turk, Yutzagam, the Tilo. Shech Shadu, the Hitler Mime, maybe a person stepped out for a minute. I don't know where he went. They just have out of houses. A person stepped out a minute to talk to somebody. We should Chashidim, and then maybe he went to the bathroom. You know, you're going to add so many layers that they weren't Chashidim for that. Okay. Fine. Now, we pointed out that Hanimil Lishtos is talking about a person who wants to drink afterwards. Pir Shakhoiz, the base of Rak Lishtos, he's only going to be drinking again afterwards, not going to be eating anymore. So why do you have to wash, like the Ramah points out? Now, if it's not certain, Tila Shamir Balecho, Kitkame Bahago. So you must wash, because you might actually eat. So we said you can't start without washing. But there we think if a person might decide to continue as is and wash and eat without washing, but to eat, we're not essentially touching the food, so that people would not be chashed, and they would not, that she doesn't have to do it in front of the people. Then we went out on a new issue. He stepped out, and he stepped out not to use the bathroom, but to talk to somebody. So then he comes back, if that's going to be a significant interruption, so it's a hesek hadas, and he has to wash both hands. So Rashi says, and of course Rashi over here, that if talking about a long interruption, he gives an example of an hour or two.
An hour or two interruption? What happened? I mean, 72 minutes, and he's got a problem, though. How do you have an hour or two? I mean, an hour, fine, but 2 hours?
First of all, I'm not sure what you're thinking of when you say 72 minutes is a problem. 72 minutes is a problem in regards to bracha achrona, not in regards to bracha rishona.
I thought we were talking about you know, he's in the middle of a meal and he stopped out for a minute. Or did I lose something?
72 minutes is an issue in regards to bracha achrona. We're talking about bracha, and bracha rishona, you do not need a new bracha rishona. And even 72 minutes is only if you're having a small meal. If you're having a large meal, the shiur is not 72 minutes either. Till you feel hungry, which can be hours. So the 72 minutes is not really relevant over here.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
what we're dealing with over here is the person steps out for a minute. That's not considered enough time to say that the person got involved in another conversation, which would take away his shmiras yadayim. But if a person got involved in a long conversation, we're afraid that he lost his shmir. He did not keep his hands b'tahara. He has to wash his hands again. So the Rashi says it's an hour or two. The Poskim Mamash, I think, suggests even half an hour already. We're worried about it. Okay. Now, would you make another bracha? If he knows that he really was involved, he would need another bracha. If he got involved in another conversation, he forgot. That he's to keep an eye on his hands. Okay. Kosev Rikki Yosef B'Shem Sefer Torah Chaim. Kishonot Tepas B'Yodei B'Shoshem Adaber. And Tzarech Natilo. Should I tell Allah what you say that? But if he steps outside holding a piece of bread, so the bread will act as the reminder that he's in the middle of the meal and that he has to keep an eye on his hands. See, he will have a level of awareness for Shmiras Yadayim. So that's the solution that he suggested to. Okay, so he has to wash his hands again. Now, we're not talking about that this is a hesach adas to interrupt your meal. It's a hesach adas to take away your shmir shidayim. So even when you're coming back just to drink, again, you have to wash because you might eat. And then the Rambam said that there's no din of natila for natila for drinking purposes, only over here because it's the middle of a meal, and we assume that if he's going to drink again, he might come to eat. Okay, Siv Beis. Shnayim emtinim ze bekohara. Two people have to wait for each other. It's derech eretz, they have to wait for each other to be able to take from the kohara the serving platter. I can't tell you, I picture exactly how they did their meals, but you know, apparently when they were eating, they were drinking. So when the person would like stop doing the eating to go do the drink, so it's not right that the other person would keep taking more items from the kara. So he has to stop taking and wait for his the other member of the meal to come back before he should take more from the car.
We're not talking about serving dish here. We're talking about this one dish and people are actually taking the food from it and eating it.
Well, wouldn't that be a serving dish?
Well, serving dish, you take from the serving dish, put it on your own plate.
So what's the difference?
There's just one plate, and they just every takes the food from the plate.
I don't think it should be any difference. Either way, it would be the same. I think the point is, it's not their care. That you keep taking food, and he's not here to take.
So if you often the serving dishes just pass around the table. A lot of people table serving dish goes around, and so the person taking it.
There's only two people here. There's nothing going around.
Afka too. Okay.
Right. If the person interrupted because I have to wait for him because he needs to get a drink, but the guy decides he wants to have a good conversation with somebody, I'm not mochiyav to wait that long while he's busy with his other activities. Okay. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Waiting. Okay, Lishtois, you came in the middle of the team, sorry. Who it's the same thing, but he has another reason why he has to interrupt. Fine. End of thought. I just noticed now in the Masechta Dirshah that they actually quotes the Aruch HaShulchan says that if they're eating from separate plates, they don't have to wait for each other. Again, whatever's on your plate, you don't have to wait. But I don't think that means you're allowed to take from the serving plate again until the other person comes back. I'm not sure that if they're actually both eating from the same plate, yes, they would have to wait. If they're eating from separate plates, you continue with eating whatever's on your plate. You don't have to wait for that. But to take more from the serving plate, I think you should have to wait. I'm not sure why it should be any different.
What? If one person leaves the meal, I mean, how does the person who's remained know when this guy's coming back? How long does he have to wait? I mean, before he realizes that, you know, this guy maybe he, for whatever reason, got called away. It's an emergency. Who knows what?
I mean, that's what Shmuel said. If it's a long interruption, you don't have to wait.
But what defines a long interruption?
Well, the case over here was the person stopped to drink.
To drink what? I mean, and how much drink? I mean, are we talking seconds, minutes, or hours?
Again, the person's eating, and the way they would eat was when they were eating, they would eat, and then they would stop and take a drink. They would focus on drinking. So the person would go up, went to where the drink table was, and took a drink, and it came back. That's the type of interruption we're talking about. So how long does it take? A minute? I don't know.
We're talking about maybe up to a minute, maybe 2 minutes maximum.
Fine. I don't have a problem with that. Okay. Now, Zot Mishnah Berurah Vayitzer, a new point. It's not really going to farish back onto the Shulchan Aruch, but he's talking about drinking, so he mentions this also. The ain derech eretz v'tamachachem lishtos mayim b'fnei rabim. It's not derech eretz v'tamachachem to go drink water b'fnei rabim. El yihapach panav l'tzad ha'echer. He should do it in a private way. He would sort of turn away. Okay. Some say that that's only an issue. So but in the middle of the meal, that's normal for people to be drinking. So that's not considered a lack of derech eretz for the Talmud Chacham. The people should see him drinking. Okay. B'shas k'suba samachay, isha shein bala ima ein lo lishtas yayin. A woman whose husband is not with her should not be drinking wine. B'shi b'derech b'achsanya fila bala ima zos, and when she's away from home, even she should also not. Udin b'shar mashkim ha'mashakran, or any alcoholic beverage. V'him regila lishtas b'fnei bala, mitzaras lishtas ma'at shlo b'fnei bala. But if she's used to dealing with it, so we're not concerned of her having the wine affect her in a way which would be improper for the covet of a woman, so she can drink a small amount. She'll be with them.
What's the issue in the first case with whether her husband's in the city or not?
No. Ima means with her.
Oh, the first case, we said.
Ima means with her, not in the city.
Right, so a woman who's
I thought the luck is that if he's not with her, but he's in the city, it would be okay for a drink.
Okay, I didn't understand like that. Okay.
So a woman who is not in her own home and doesn't drink, you know, let's say alcoholic beverages on a regular basis other than maybe Shabbos or Yontif, and suddenly she's out and somebody offers her an alcoholic drink, if her husband is there, she should only have a little, and her husband's not there, she shouldn't have any?
Close, but no cigar. It says when she's not at home, even when it's bala ima, she shouldn't drink at all.
If she's not home, even
right. It just says if she's at home, we said now. But if a woman who's ruggled to do it, she can drink a small amount without her husband being there. A person who's not ruggled to do it, at home, she can drink when her husband's there, and if she's out, even with her husband there, she should not drink. It didn't say any amount.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
Even any amount, she shouldn't drink.
When
she's not used to drinking and she's not at home.
And what defines if she's ruggled to drink? I mean, how much does she have to drink? I mean, a beer a day to be ruggled? Does she have to drink a glass of wine every day? What defines ruggled?
I don't know. Sif Gimel. Okay. Misharon peya bakara kol echad kishat me'oichlim v'machal hashamish. The way each person would leave over a little spot. They would not take the last piece off of the serving dish, and that was what the shamash would get. Like we said before, that you should give them something right away. If it's something, again, if something which is not strong smell, etc., you didn't feed him right away, you should leave it over something for him. You're not mechir to give it him right away, but you should definitely leave it over for him. Aber shamish marim in elfes as a chakara, ain't derech laniach b'elfes klum l'tzarcha. Okay. Okay, so I'm not sure the word avol. What the word avol means. Because even though the shamash was the one who was taking out of the pot and putting, he's not supposed to take for himself and, you know, make sure that he has food. Therefore, the people have to leave over for him. Again, if it's something which has a strong smell or a sharp taste, and he gets a tiber for it right away, you have to give him right away. But it's something which is not of that sort, you're not mechuyev to give him right away, but it is a midas chasidus to give him right away. But we said whether it's even a very small amount, and the main portion will be left over for him at the end. Avo keshashamash pirish keshashamash marim in ilfus zechakara. Ilfus is the original pot into the kara. And in derech umutzah the shishar laatzim of ilfus, he doesn't leave over something in the pot for himself. El yarakol, he pours over the whole thing. Therefore, the people will leave over for him after he served. Okay. Now it sounds like over here the only time you have to leave over is in the case of the shamash. So, but if there's no shamash, there's nothing wrong with taking the last piece. There is Ben Yitzchak said even when there's no shamash, you should be leaving over something. You should not peer at the person who's eating or his portion. So he's uncomfortable eating. Somebody's looking at him. The Magen Rosh Lashon Mistakel means to look intensely, you know, focus on somebody.
To stare.
Stare. Or looking at him or looking at his portion, because that'll be Mavayashim. Fine. Hey, Aniklis Labayas, Kol Mashirma Leibal Labayas Yaaseh. So Chazal say, Kol Mashirma Leibal Labayas say. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tezayin, Tol Ma, Hainu Afilu Dabar Sheish Bar Kisas Gassas Usrara, Shal Yosek An Arech Mishum An Nafu. Afakein Yas, he wants to be mechaber him with something, give him, you know, power, whatever it is, you know, over other people. He wants to be mechaber him. The person does not normally take that such a thing for himself. Once Baal Abayis offers it to him, he should do so. Now, if he has a chumra which he's undertaken upon himself because he wants to be careful about a certain aveir or whatever it is, he does not need to listen to accept the Baal Abayis' request to change. So if you're concerned there's an aveir involved, so you don't have to change. But it's something which you're just doing because you want to have precious, so you should, you know, by refusing, you're sort of publicizing what you're doing, you lose part of your scar for what you're doing. The best thing to do is try and do it in a way that people do not know about it. Okay. Fine. Yes, I'm being the Yeshua, Shazad, Hanadavka, Zula, Zachila, Vashtia. There's talking about other things other than eating. He's full. He has no desire to eat anymore. But Baal Abayis is pushing him to eat some more. And because that would be dangerous for him. That's not considered that you're a lack of derech eretz for the Baal Abayis if you're ignoring his request to eat more food. I'm not hungry anymore. Okay. Okay. There's a story with the Vilna Gaon, which is printed in the Hakdama of the Bir Agroa to Archaim by his children, that the Gaon supposedly held that this is not true, But the Balabais is telling you to eat something, the garden, because he was his precious, ate very minimally, and he ate very limited types of foods. And he went somewhere in the Balabais, you know, getting very rich food, and he couldn't stomach it. But he, because of this memory of Kol Balabais, he forced himself to do so. Even though afterwards he was forced to actually, he couldn't hold it down. And then the Balabais again offered him a second time, you know, the whole story, etc. So he pushed himself to do that. According to this Beit HaYeshi, he would not have such a machiyuv. Okay, so he took that very seriously. A person should not be makbid, should not be pirish kasin or rags, and shouldn't get angry during his meal. Shabura. What are you worried about? Captain Yudkes, they're afraid to offer to Aniyim food because he's going to upset that they gave away the food. If they're there, they're afraid to eat enough because they're afraid he's going to upset about the amount that they eat. So by doing so, he's going to limit the mitzvah of being Michael to your guests and to your aniyim. The person should learn to be just let it go. Zion, lo yechol adam prusa kebeya. The person should not hold a piece of bread in his hand, which is the size of a kebeya. V'machol zeh is gargara. If he did it, he's considered a gluttonous person. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the issue is actually eating the aprusa. That's quite a feat. Mishabura says, "Yutaz lo yochel adam." My beis yosef mitzade the feel lechos biyodu kebeya and kadayaf bishen oichel b'basachas. You're holding the kebeya in your hand that you're eating from it. It's also something which would not be proper to do. The Shaar Tzion points out that the issue is larger than a kebeya, but the size of a kebeya, to hold it and then take pieces from it would be acceptable. Ches lo yishto koisim b'basachas. Yimshos ha-reza gargoyle. A person has a cup, he swallows down the cup in one act of drinking. That's called a gluttonous person. Shnayim, there are herits. If a person does it in two acts of drinking, that's called proper. Shloisha is reza magasaruach. He drinks something which very, very daintily and slowly. It looks like he's showing off that he's a balgaiva. Now, the Ramah, miyukos katan ma'od, which lishos b'zachas. It was a small cup, so you can drink it in one time. It's not considered improper. Chegol ma'od b'shloisha arba pamim. In a very large one, you could take longer than three or four times. So, okay. If you let them leave in a little bit, so you're not considered gluttonous. You did it in two drinkings. Shnayim derecherets pirish kishazeo b'shnei pomim. That comes from reshiyud mashu k'sav nusham. Doing it two times is considered proper. Now, what he deals with over there, reshiyud was the issue of how long do you have a person has to make a bracha, make a bracha on the food that he's eating. He has to eat a kazayas. How long do you have to eat the kazayas? That's considered you had a kazayas. Kazayas pras, right? The time it takes to eat a pras, which whatever that, we're not going to involve the actual halacha details. It's more like how long it let's assume for argument's sake that that's about 4 to 5 minutes. That's kazayas pras. So a person will eat a kazayas of food. In the time span of 4 or 5 minutes, he makes a bracha achrona. What about drinking? How much time does a person have to drink to say that's considered? But if a person would eat a kazayas and spread it out over more than 5 minutes, he'd eat half a kazayas at 8 o'clock, start eating it. Takes him 30 seconds to eat that half a kazayas. Now it's 8 o'clock and 30 seconds. Then he waits another 4.5 minutes. And now it's been 5 minutes already since he started eating. And then he starts eating the second half. So it comes out that the echila was not within the same time span of 5 minutes, he does not make a bracha achrona. He ate a kazayas, but it wasn't the echila's process. He doesn't make a bracha achrona. What about shtiyah? What about drinking? So the shear for drinking, the Mishabura over there deals with, is a much shorter period of time. It's called the shear of shtiyas revius. So now, what is the... So it's built on this halach over here, that a person doesn't down a whole revius in one act of drinking. He would do it in two stages. So if a person would do it in two stages, without any major time lapse in between, but they're just doing it in two stages, he would make a bracha achrona. He does it longer than that, he would not make a bracha achrona.
Again, a pros is what, about half a loaf of bread or something like that?
Let's not get involved in the details of it right now. We'll deal with it later on. Fine. Kais katan. So what's called a kais katan? Hanapachas mervias. So less than mervias, we say you can drink it in one time. It's not a problem. It's talking about an average-sized person and regular wine. Amisha kreiser rechav is a person who's a large person. Oh, yeah, and Mosagor, but it's a sweet drink. Nishtan Ashir. So then we can say it's normal for people to drink even more than Revius in one time. And what the Basach of the Philip Yasim is that you can get take down even more than that. Okay, if he's a Shekhar Shalon Shayna Machazak, Vali Shira Yasim Revius. So our beer, the Morgan Rum says, which is not so strong, so people can take take a larger amount at one time and consider, you know, be comfortable with it. So they are allowed to drink a larger amount and it's not considered gargara. Okay. Zelt Mechaber, Tess. Lo yachol shum ha-botzel me-roishay. You should not eat... If you're eating garlic straight or onion straight, you shouldn't eat it from the top. Elmi olav, but rather you should eat it from the sides. If you ochel razor rabson, if you do it, you're considered a gluttonous person. Hagav lo yechol derech rabsonus lo yechos b'maychol b'yadachos eat l'shemenu b'yadashniya. In general, a person should not do it. Eat his food in a gluttonous way. A person should not hold the food in one hand and pull off pieces with the other hand. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Miroisha. Pirish. Kiashum the garlic. Halavan Shabbai. Mibifnim hua mashubach Shabbai. The best part is the white inside. The upper green ones are not as tasty. So why would a person eat that first? The person goes eats something which is not as tasty, just like he's like this very, very hungry person who is just eating whatever. If you find that you like that part, you want to eat it on Shabbos first, it's going to hate. Rather, you should eat me all of them instead of all of them from the sides. So, so pulling apart the two items. So the gears which we have over there, the issue was really biting into it. So a person's holding it, instead of cutting a piece which is the right size and putting it in your mouth, a person is holding the piece and biting away from him. That's considered a lack of derech eretz. But pulling apart with your two hands, um, it's supposed to, let's say, cutting it with a knife or something of that sort. That looks like, you know, you're ripping it apart with your hands. That, you know, that's more animalistic than humanistic. Okay. Yod, lo yishach prusa v'nechen al gabi shulchan. Person bites a piece, puts it back on the table. People find that meus, has your teeth marks in it. You have to see this, your piece of bread with your teeth marks sitting on the table. People find that repulsive. So in general, anything which a person does in a way which people around you would find repulsive, we're saying that's also to do. So I'm, you know, putting large amounts of food into myself, etc., and people around me find that, you know, like, uncomfortable, I should not be doing that. Yod Aleph. Lo yesh to Adam shnei kaisis b'bas achas, b'tem shodol sovi b'ruch k'birchus amazin, m'nei shenir k'gar g'ruch. So the person is like taking from, he brings two cups of the liquid to at a time, they have to drink a large amount at one time. So again, that looks like a person is a gargarum. Mishabura says, Chavzayin lo ishta v'yivarach b'rchaz d'mazin. The near kashashaysa oysom b'basachas. The fact that he's taking both cups at the same time. Apparently, the thought process was, if you take this liquid, it sort of settles the food in your stomach, and then you can eat more afterwards. So that would be what people would think the person is doing for that reason. But there's a different gear. So, you shouldn't bring two cups. Many learn that he's only drinking one cup now, so why bring two cups? And I'm leaving the second cup for benching. It looks like he wants to have all this liquid by him to drink a lot. Drink one. If you want more, go get a second one, but don't bring both at the same time. You go to the bar, right, by a chassid, you go to the bar, you come back with, you know, you see a person come back with a few cups, so one for himself, one for the other person's table, that's fine. They're all for himself. Why should I go to the bar back and forth 3-4 times? I'll just have him make me three cups of whatever I'm drinking, bring him, put on the table one time. So that looks like a gargar room. Okay. Yud Beis. Shnayim poish yoshim l'shulchan. Two people at the table. The derech eretz is a gadol poish yod tchila. The gadol of the two takes first. V'asher lech yad b'fnei mishe gadol mimeno. A person who takes before somebody else who's greater than him. Everybody's a gargaron. Again, this person is a gargaron. He's a gluttonous person. Gadol Parshat Chavkes. Phil Beikas Shkaras Tuba. There are multiple serving plates. Yivshat Yodu the Karas Shalafonov. Shagadol Beivshat Kila the Karas Shalafonov. So each person has their plate that they're taking from. Or they're eating from, it sounds like even. But I shouldn't start eating until he starts eating also. Everybody has given a fruit, but the other people should not take until the gadol has taken his fruit and started.
And okay. What if the balabaya says, no, go start without me?
Gadol says.
Well, the kids was the gadol, not the balabaya, but probably pashas it should work.
In other words, if the balabayas, you know, serves everybody and he says, start without me, it's okay to eat?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yud Gimel. Hanichlus habayis, a person comes into somebody's home. Lo yarmer tenu li lechol. He does not...
You shouldn't say, give me something to eat.
You shouldn't say, give me something to eat. Ash yarmer heim, they should offer... Fine. Fine. Next case. I would like to pay you back for that which you gave me to eat. I want to give you something to eat also. So it looks like you're, it's a chayv. I'm paying back. So near kilo hilbol, it looks like there was a loan. So we're perceiving that this was a loan type of arrangement, so I give you more, comes out that I paid you ribis. Okay. I would like you to join me, and I'll join you at some point in time in the future. Even though the second meal goes to after is larger, that language does not sound the lashon of that there's any type of a chiyuv that one is giving to the other. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Yud Chavtes. So the person goes to the bayis, balabayis, where the balabayis is home. He should not say, give me to eat. Pashat demar v'sheinu misreach shem b'schar. If he's paying to be there, he has a right to ask for, he's paid for his services. He should not ask for it, but they give it to him. He doesn't need to ask rishus to eat. The most of Dirsha over here adds that in regards to shtia, you can ask for a drink.
You may.
But to ask for food, you assume that the balabais is going to be giving him, and it seems to be like he's a good type of a gluttonous person. He's asking for food before they serve it. Shum ribis. It's not real ribis. It's only domestic ribis. It looks like ribis. It wasn't like there was originally a loan, and now he's paying it back. It was because this was not mentioned until later. So clearly it wasn't the loan at the time we gave it to him. But by saying so, you make it look like ribis. He's I'm not saying that I'm lending and you owe back. I'm saying, listen, Derek Harris is, I would like you to join me, and I obviously would want to be able to join you as well. I understand that you're not going to want to join me unless you feel you're able in some way, some point in the future, that I should take from you as well. So don't worry, I will join you at some point in time. Right now, why don't you join me now, and I'll join you later. Even this case might be, this is the Rabbanan might be a problem, because you're making an arrangement that you're going to join him afterwards. Even the second meal is larger. I'm giving him a matana now. I'm not saying that this is a payment for the previous achila. Okay. Well, you've written Prus al Gabi Hakora. You shouldn't be cutting your bread in the air above the Kora, which has food in it, because the food might fall, if the piece of bread falls off down into the food, it'll become, sometimes it'll become mias. So either it'll affect the food negatively or affect the bread negatively, and you end up, you're not having their proper respect for the food or the bread. You may take a piece of bread to use to wipe up your plate and take it. It's not considered like a derech eretz for the bread, by using the bread to clean up the plate and eat the remaining gravy, whatever it is, with the bread. Prusel gabikora lama dalit. Hana prusas pas. We're talking about cutting a piece of bread. But Tom Shematipol Aprusas Hakora Bimai Soichu. It might fall into the plate, and it'll affect either the food negatively or the bread negatively. When you cut meat, don't cut it on your hands. You should cut it, put it on the table and cut it there. Don't cut it on your hands. Because you might cut your hands. And if you do cut your hand, even if it's a small, not a dangerous cut, the blood will come out and affect the food. But you may use your prusa to wipe up the plate. It's only if you eat the bread. Okay. Tesvav. Well, you like it. Perurin. When you have a shulchan, may shum a maka, that shall shalchabeir. I'm not sure, and never was sure exactly what this case is, that you were doing over here. You're suddenly, it sounds like you're like going around the tail and picking up all the little crumbs and then making it into a pile. So that could find the other people might find that annoying. I don't know exactly why, but okay. You can't bite from a piece of bread and then use it to take to put it back onto the serving plate. Is that true? Some people not, might find that uncomfortable. We said, right, you can't even put it on the table. Sure, you can't put it back on the serving dish. I feel like I'm a shulchan oser. Kol shkein litnei lifnei chaver or pekara to give it to somebody else or put in the kara. Okay. Al be'emes kersin and hachad. Therefore, the gerus is not yishach prusa, but me prusa. Chenu b'mitzad erach berkeach behind him. Tenu kavan al chatichah gubah shach ochsa be'eshino. The piece that you bit from, obviously you're not going to put back. Zeinu l'anicha fil al shulchan kilei abasav yud. You don't put on the table. Kavan al chatichah shenisha shenoshach mimeno b'eshino eza prusa. Kachatichah zu l'yitin lifnei chaver lechol be'kara. I cut a piece off and I bit from it. So not only is that piece a problem, but the piece that I cut, the loaf that I cut from, now people might find a little bit uncomfortable. So kids, I shouldn't be biting. If I want to offer bread to other people, I shouldn't be biting for any of the bread because it'll affect the whole, affect the remaining part of the loaf as well. Okay, let's hold it here.